call this the magic of appreciation. There are only three states of being we run around in all day long. The victim mode, flatlining, which means neither high or low, or turned on. The victim mode, this is the, oh dear, they're doing it to me again and there's nothing I can do about it frame of mind, where we're going nowhere but around in negative circles, forever magnetizing the same old, same old. Now flatlining, in the flatlining mode, we're neither up nor down, just bumping along on second-rate gas. We're not flowing our energy to anything, and we're sure as heck not attracting anything. And flatlining, we're not only living the results of our own erratic flowing of energy, but that of everybody else's. Like frequencies attract, remember? Very unpleasant, and frankly, what most of us do most of the time. Then there's the turned-on mode, okay? Now you're up, you're on. Your high frequencies are no longer attracting the negative vibes of others. You're fueled with the pure positive energy of well-being, vibrating in harmony with your expanded self, flowing positive energy out and pulling positive events in while being wrapped in unsurpassed safety and security. Our goal is to make it the turned-on mode as often and as long as we can, which is why we look to the high, high energy of appreciation. The vibration of appreciation is the most profoundly important frequency we can hold, for it is the closest thing to cosmic love that exists. When we're appreciating, we're in perfect vibrational harmony with our source energy, or God energy, call it what you will. You can jumpstart it, or you can jam straight to the feeling, doesn't make any difference. What's important to know is that 1 minute of flowing the intense energy of appreciation overrides thousands of hours spent in victim or flatlining modes. Whoa! But take care. No fair just thinking appreciation. That ain't gonna wash. Thinking is out, feeling is in. You can't just make a decision that you're going to appreciate something and let it go at that. Sometimes in the supermarket, I'll pick the meanest looking lowlife I can find and just open up and douse the unsuspecting soul with the highest vibration I can muster. Maybe it's appreciation, or maybe it's honest to God love. One time I did that to a scroungy old biddy who looked like she'd rather eat me than let me pass, and I blasted her. And in that moment, she wheeled around searching angrily for whatever she felt hit her while I smiled back in pure innocence. The vibration of appreciation is also the highest, fastest vibration we can use for attraction. Hello. If we would shoot appreciation at anything and everything, I don't care whether it's a street sign that says men working or a red brick building. If we do that all day long, we'd be guaranteed to have heaven on earth in no time, living happily ever after with more friends, more money, more beautiful relationships, in total safety, and closer to the God of our being than it's possible to fathom. But how about this old thing of feeling like you're just falling in love? Ah, the one has finally come into your life. You're walking on air with your head in the clouds, consumed with such a euphoric feeling it defies description. You are in love. Nothing bothers you. The world is sweet. The day is glorious. It's spring in the middle of winter. Strangers are beautiful. You're floating. You're in love. Did you know that you can turn that feeling on at will? No, I don't mean the heightened sexual sensations, but the emotional intoxication, that heady elation. You remember your first love, how everything seemed to fall into place for you? Problems seemed trivial in a world overflowing with newness, like God had just polished the sky? Be there again. You can. Be in love. And you'll feel yourself come intensely alive. Notice the buzz it brings into your body and that quiet stirring in the pit of your tummy. But then when all else fails, and you've tried to pull up even a tiny bit of feel better with no success, then here's something to remember. Whether male or female, there is within you a softness, a gentleness, a sweetness so beautiful that you might truly weep from the feeling if you were to touch it. To awaken this presence, usually very well hidden, you need only put in the request, make it a want or an intent, and then wait and listen and perceive, and then allow yourself to experience. Once you have found this naturalness within you, you have come home to yourself. Your world will never be the same, for you will never be the same, and neither will your vibrations. But look it, as long as we live in these bodies, down days are going to happen. Give yourself permission to experience the whole bloody downer, okay, so that no negative feelings get stuffed. But if you really do want to get out of the vibrational gloomies, then one way to do it is to let your eyes fall on the smallest, most insignificant thing you can find. Don't laugh. Maybe it's just a speck of dust, or a magazine, or a wire cord. Now flood appreciation to that thing for just being. Wrap it in love as if it were the most revered treasure of your life, which had long been lost and is now found. You'll be amazed at how easily your vibrations will change. That fairly unstrenuous approach usually works for me, but if it doesn't, I resort to my never-fail technique where I start dancing around the house singing some silly up song like Happy Days Are Here Again. You know, these are all just tricks. I use this ploy when I'm completely down in the pits but no longer willing to stay there. However, when I'm this down, it generally takes a while for much of anything to work. So that wild dancing becomes a real starter. The point is, do anything you can think of to help you to feel better. Also, when you're clearly down, tender talking to yourself, reassuringly by name, works wonders. It's going to be okay, Corky, I promise. Everything's going to be all right. You're going to be fine. Just start to talk about anything that's soothing until you feel better. But the point above all of this is to turn on, turn on, turn on. No matter where you are, you can always turn on. Turn on as you look out the kitchen window. Turn on as you walk out the door in the morning. Turn on as you make copies at the Xerox machine. Turn on as you walk down the fairway. Until you can find that buzz of joy, or buzz of appreciation, or being in love, or gratitude, even when common sense says you haven't a thing to be grateful for, you're not flowing your energy to anywhere near where you want to go. If you want to change something, if you want to improve where you are, if you want that magnificent feeling of fulfillment, or to feel a depth of happiness not normally known to you, if you want to have whatever it is you don't have now, then learn to get your motor running and turn on.